Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Tzvi Moshe, Minei Tana Rana Levi. He should have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh Adah Yadav and Briyo Seisana. We're learning the Pachat Yitzchak, Maimer Zayin on Shavuot. Shigras ha-machshav ha-metsuya tofeset et yan shel hakarat ha-tov le'achad ha-nimusim asher mekomo be'elchot derech eretz ha-kodemet la-torah. ולפי זה מעמידה היא גם את עניין ההכרה בטובתו של מקום לנקודה אחת בקומה הכללית של עבודת השם. People think that הכרת הטוב is part of דרך ארץ. It's menschlichkeit, so too. When you have הכרת הטוב, הקדוש ברוך הוא, it's also one נקודה in your general עבודת השם. ההוכחה הגמורה מוציאה בהחלט מדי שגרה זו הם דברי הרמב"ן, כי הרתק אמר משה אל העם, אל תיראו, כי לבעבור נסות אתכם בא האלוהים, היינו ניסיון של הכרת טובה, לנסותכם אם תגמלו לפניו כטובה אשר עשה עמכם. So what's pshat? And don't fear, because God is coming to test you. This test is הכרת הטוב. God wants to see, are you going to do good to him as he did to you. And this is talking about Ma'amad Har Sinai. So you see that since this is such a critical point in our history, it must be that Hakaras HaTov is not just stam, a nice thing, it's not just good manners. Ubulatati b'kan ha'yisodiyut asher b'inyan zeh shel hakarat tova. So fundamental. Me'acharei de'ma'amad ha'nefchar של הר סיני מתפרש לנו כאן בבחינה כבחינה של הכרה, בהכרת טובה. Maimon Har Sinai is about being ma'akir tov. God is testing you to see, are you going to do good in return for the good he did for you? Whatever God does, we still don't understand. Many milas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. And we don't see that all of these are a nisayon for hakaras hatov. And dafka Maimon Har Sinai Isn't he sign as our test for Hakaras HaTov? And the answer is that we have a Harach Hadash, we have this new light, this new insight. Ki Hakarat HaTova, Be'ad HaTova, Shel Matan Torah, Me'aveh Chelek Shel HaZika, Asher Al Yada HaNefesh Mizdakeket LaTorah. Ve'ofen Asher Kiyum Mitzvat Tfilin, Mibli Achzakat Tova, Mitzvah Zo, Yesh Al Zeh Tviyah Shel Chisaron Hakarat Tova. אבל אין זה נוגע לגוף הדעובדה של התפילין. מה שאין כן לימודה של תורה, בלי החזקת טובה עבורה, הרי זה פגם בגוף הקליטה של הדברי תורה. כלומר, if you do a mitzvah, if you were put on tefillin, and it's not meluva, it isn't accompanied by a karas hatov, so that your hakanachas tefillin was fine, and there's a tefiyah, how come there was no karas hatov? But your tefillin was fine. But when it comes to Torah, if a person doesn't have a karas hatov, his very absorbing of the Torah is going to be blemished. Why? I'll tell you why. Because you see, at Har Sinai, the whole giving of the Torah is to test us, are we going to have a karas hatov? So you see, the yisod of Matan Torah is a karas hatov. And if there's a lack of a karas hatov, there's a lack of Kabbalah Satorah. And what's the Mahalach? The Mahalach is as follows. As always, Futner is tremendous Tiefkeit. The world is 6,000 years. 2,000 of Tohu, 2,000 of Torah, 2,000 of Mashiach. So the 2,000 of Torah started with Avraham Avinu. And it's Mefurish. In the Pasuk. That the inyan that was mishamesh yisod laschol shel tkufa zu shel shnei alafim Torah, what started these 2,000 years of Torah? The answer is the avoda of hisdamus lamidosu shel makom that Avram is going to be like God. Avram hoya yele goy gadol v'yatzum, etc. Ki yedativ, etc. V'shamru derech Hashem. What's derech Hashem? Derech Hashem is going on the path God goes on. Dimu tzur liyotzra. So this 2,000 years of Torah started with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's midah was being like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He was dovik b'midosav. It's one of the Taryag mitzvahs. But that is also the only way we can go to this tkufat ma'avar. We can get through this transition period to the Taryag mitzvahs of Torah through this midah of dimu tzur liyotzra of being dovik b'midosav shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. והסברת הדברים היא על פי המבואר במשנה באבות. We can understand this based in the Mishnah and others, that Jews are chavivim that were called banim lamakom, and were also chaviv that we were given a kli chemda, we were given this delicious gift of Torah. V'ahayinu deklaliyut inyan matan Torah kashur mudak im adarga shel banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem. The klaliyus inyan of matan Torah is connected with the madrega of you are banim to Hashem. Harei didarga zu shel banim, because we're called banim, we're given the Torah. We're given the Torah through being called banim. What's the idea of banim? That's dimui tzur liyotzur. Because the fact that you're a ben is mechayev to be like the father, like the Gemara says, that the banim are like the avos. Kumtois, that the atzmius of this mitzvah of dimui tzur liyotzur is the even hashtiyah shel klaliyut matan Torah. What's matan Torah about? Matan Torah, we're given the Torah out banim. We're banim l'Hashem. And the Mela, since we're banim l'Hashem, that requires dimui tzur liyotzra. We have to be like the master. So this dimui tzur liyotzra, that is the beginning of Torah. That's the beginning of Shnei Alofim Torah. That's Avraham Avinu's Midah. Avinu's Midah was dimui tzur liyotzra. V'shamru derech Hashem, he's going to go on the path God goes on. And the Torah that was given to the Jewish people was given as we are, because we are banim. So you see that the dimui tzur liyotzra is the yisod of Kabbalah HaTorah. Hidovik b'midosav. That's what starts the Shnei Alofim Torah. We find in the pasuk that it says, Soinei matanos yichye. What's pshat? There's omek lifni mimei omek. Kitchilat knisata shel adat atoch inyan ze hu al yidei hargashat astira bein mohut achiyut uvein atchuna shel avat hamatanot. Soni matanos yichya means that you have to understand that if you want chiyus, it's the opposite of matanos. You have to have sinas hamatanos for chiyus, because chiyus is the chibur of the guf and the nefesh. And through the schibur of guf and the nefesh, a person can be misanig al Hashem and be mekabel schar. Because the teva of the nefesh is to be misanig al Hashem. But the chibur to the guf takes this tainug from being a stam kabbalah, and then it turns it into kabbalah schar, yom la'asosim, mocha lekabel schar. Through being connected to the guf, we can be mekayim mitzvahs. So the prisus inyan amatonos, hi amunachat biyisodam shel achayim. The foundation of life is not wanting gifts. Because what's the whole point of life? Earning it, body and soul together. Sinas hamatanos. Kumtois, that the yisod of life is soni matanos. That's where achiyus is coming from. Because achiyus is the chibur of the guf of the nefesh in order to be makabel schari, yom la'asosam, umocher lekabel scharim. וההרגשה והבחירה אשר תוכנו של חיבור גוף ונפש מחובר לה סוללת ממתנת חינם דווקא מחמת אהבת החיים. If you love life, life is about earning it. And that means to despise gift. Because gift means you don't earn it. But that's the opposite of life. Life is you earn it. The goof and the body come together in order to have life. True life is hating gifts because life is earning it. Body and soul together. Hayom la'asosam ochel kabel schar. Aval hargasha hachuderet lema'amakim yoter gnuzim tofeset et achiyut asher besinat ha'matanot benekuda yoter pnimit. Ki al ken, hakav hazeh shel sonei matanot mavlitu biyoter et hadugma shel ma'ala betziyur komato shel adam. Sharei betziyur yidavek b'midotav amru mahu rachum af ata rachum. וברור שתכונת השפעת טובה נמצאת באדם אינה מעידה עדיין על המקוריות בתכונתו. If you go even deeper, we can understand the sinas hamatanos in a more profound way. Because this line of thought of soni matanos emphasizes the dugma shel maila in the foundation, in the makeup of a person. Because this tziur vidovik b'midoisev, mahu rachum, afato rachum. You see from this, that's what vidovik b'midoisev means. The fact that a person is mashpia tova doesn't show that a person is original, because mayim shuv and even drawn waters can be mashpia. V'rak sinat ha-matanot hi ha-ma'amida at ha-adam b'tchuna shel makoriyut. Person wants to be mekori. A person wants to be original, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he has to hate gifts. V'zoi ha-kavana b'dvorav shel mor einenu ha-ma'aral, shekata b'sefer ha-netivot, de-ha-yichi asher b'sonei ha-matanot mitpareishu b'muvan ha-chayim asher b'mayim chayim. כלומר שאינו מוטל מימיו ממקום אחר ומתברך מיני. The yichi and soni matanos yichi is like mayim chayim. Mayim chayim isn't taking water from somewhere else. It's mizbarach minei, but the water is coming from itself. Mayim chayim, this is flowing spring. ובוודאי שדימוי הצורה ליוצרה בציור זה של מקורה דחולה הוא ההשלמה הגמורה וגולת הכותרת בכלליות ההידבק במידותיו על ידי המידות של רחום וחנון. This dimui, tsura liyotzra, in the sense of being a source, is the completion, is the trademark of this concept of hidavik b'midosav through the midos of rachum v'chanun. Shekein hakadatenu bo yitbarach b'tor mekora d'chola, he kodemet lakadatenu bo al yedei hamidot shel rachum v'chanun shebehem ha'olam mitnaheg. Knowing God as the source of everything is before we know God as the merciful God. ומעתה מותחים אנו את הקו הלאה, הלא מקרא מלא בתורה מפרט את תואר החיים לעניין זה של ידבק במידותיו. ואתם מדבקים בשם לוקחם חיים כולכם היום. Pasuk says, if you're dovik b'Hashem, then you're alive. You have chayim. If you're dovik b'Hashem, if you're dovik b'midosav. V'chein tofeset ha-argasha ma'amikat nekudat ha-chiyut asher b'sinat ha-matanot. Now we can understand this nekudas of chiyus, son of tanasir, the chiyus in hating gifts. Ki sinah zo, hi gilui tchunat ha-makor ve-ha-mayan b'nafsho shel adam. This is revealing the content, the nature of being a source, of being a wellspring in the soul of a person. V'tchuna zo hi nekudat ha'agova b'hatziur ha'klali shel dimui tzura liyotzra v'asher al klaliyut tziur hazeh ne'amar v'atem adveikim b'chayim kolchem hayom. If a person wants life, he has to be dovik b'Hashem. V'atem ha-dveikim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. The chiyus comes from dveikus b'Hashem. What does dveikus b'Hashem mean? Dveikus b'Hashem means dveikus b'midosav. What is the most basic midah of Hashem? The most basic midah of Hashem is not just that he's rachum b'chanun, but that he is a source. He is a makor. And that, therefore, is the job of the Jew. A Jew is supposed to be mikori. A Jew is supposed to hate gifts. Because that turns a person into a makabel. He's not the makor. The nosein ha-matana is the makor. But the makabel ha-matana is a receiver, and that's not like the mitzvah of Hashem. Person wants to put himself in the dugma shel maila, he has to be a nosein, not a makabel. He has to be a makor. So just because you do good for people, that doesn't make you like Hashem. Doing good and not being a receiver, that's what makes you not like Hashem. Being a makor. So the chiyus of atem advekim Hashem elokeichem, you're going in the midas of Hashem, chayim kulchem hayom, that you have chiyus when you're dovek b'Hashem, when you go in his midos, comes from sinas hamatanas. Comes from sinas hamatanas. He's the makor, we have to be the makor. So in life we live with a stira, and the stira is that sometimes we have to receive taivis. Sometimes we have to receive favors. אין מה לעשות. אין מה לעשות. But that's a steer to who we're supposed to be. Because we're supposed to be makors. We're supposed to be sources. So how does that stem with receiving gifts? And the answer is Hakaras HaTov. What's Hakaras HaTov? Hakaras HaTov means I had to receive something, but I want to give back. I want to be a makor. I don't want to be a receiver. And that's what gives a person his chiyus. So the more chiyus he has in his sinus hamatanos, the more he's going to want to be makir tova, the more he's going to be machzik tova, the more he's going to be meshubah to the one who is mashpi on him. Because he wants to give back. He doesn't want to be a receiver. If you get it, you give him return. You didn't, then it isn't even matan anymore. If I pay for something, I go into the store and I buy 15 pounds of vegetables, I guess I'm feeding a lot of hungry people, 15 pounds of vegetables, I pay for it. So also when I receive a tova, I don't just want to receive the tova, I want to pay for it. I want to pay for it. So that's mitzamtzim the par. That narrows the gap between being a receiver and being a giver. That allows you to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, being a makor. So this sinas hamatanos is really a big yisod in a person's avodas Hashem and being like Hashem. And remember, being like Hashem is the yisod of Matan Torah that we're called banim. Kadosh Baruch Hu's midah, Avraham Avinu's midah was going in the derech Hashem, and that also is the midah of Matan Torah that we're called banim. Banim is hidavik b'midosav, and the most basic midah of Hashem, even before Rachel and Chanan, is that he's a makor. So when we have to receive, but we want to give back, then we're not receiving for nothing. We're not mekabli matanos. So it's not just when it says Matan Torah was an isayit and akaras hatov lenasoschem zok the Ramban. Im tigmul ufan of tova sharasi machem. If you're going to give good back, if you're going to repay the good with good, it's not just an independent midah. This akaras hatov is an isayon in a dag of hachana l'torah. Person's not makir tov. He's not machzik tova. He loves matanas. He just wants to receive. He loses his chiyus. He no longer has the dug mishal maili. No longer has the chiyus of atemet vegam shem akev chayim kulchem ayoy. He loses that chiyus. And the whole tkuf of Torah started with bonam atem lamakum. Your children, you go on the path of Hashem. We're makir tova. And this is the mahalach advarim. Omer Rav. מתן תורת חיים של אלוקים חיים למקבלים בעלי נשמת חיים אשר הנשמת חיים שלהם מונעת אותם מלהפסיד את תכונת המקור שלהם אפילו בשעה שהם מקבלים ומניעה זו היא נעשית על ידי הכרת הטובה והשתעבדות אל המשפיע לגמול אמו כטובתו. That the giving of the Torah of life from the God of life to the receivers who have a neshama of life, and this neshama of life prevents them from losing their tchunas hamakor, that they're a source. And how do they do that? By having a karas hatov. They want it to be mashpia good upon those who are mashpia on us. So in achinami, you put on tefillin, you're not makir tov that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you the mitzvah tzichar esar and a karas hatov. But your tefillin was fine. There's no pagam in the etzim mitzvah tefillin. But the hachana for Torah, the whole Alpayim Shnos Torah started with Avraham Avinu, the meat of Dimi Tzuri Liotzra, not being a receiver, being a giver. And since we have to be receivers, the only way to narrow that gap and become, to get to that Likud of Chiyus, of Son of Atanos Yichye, is being Makir Tova. And then it's not Begeder Matan anymore. Then we're like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then we're sources. That's that chona for Matan Torah. That's what Matan Torah is about. That's bonim. That we're like Hashem. We have Hashem's tchunas. That's Alpayim Shnos Torah. Avraham Avinu. Shamu Derech Hashem. We go on the path Hashem goes on. We're sources. We're not receivers. We're givers. We're mashpim. And if we have to be makabel, then we vite to give to others. We vite to give back to the person we receive from. So we're not just tam makabel. And that's the Chora Pshat of the Maharal, who writes that the reason for the Churban, the Gemara says the reason for the Churban is they weren't mevorach b'Torah Tchila. Because Be'emes, it was because of the Averis, but you see in the Nevi'im in Chazal. But the fact they weren't mevorach ala Torah explains why the Ma'orshim b'Torah, the light of Torah, wasn't Machzor the Mamutav. The answer is they didn't say Birch Satorah. Birch Satorah is an expression of gratitude for the Torah. If they weren't machzik Tova for the Torah, it shows they lacked gratitude. And if they lack gratitude for the Torah, they didn't say Birch Satorah, then the Torah wasn't mashpia on them like it should have. It darkened the light of Torah. Memela wasn't machzor them lamutav. Once it wasn't machzor them lamutav, so memela. Now the other sins, they were punished because of the other sins. Futner gives an etza to be mechay this hargosha that we receive from this maimer, that a yachid should be mekabel on himself when he says birchas Torah. He should learn a little bit from what he's going to learn that day. And then he'll feel in his nefesh the shaychus that Birchas HaTorah has to his Torah. According to the Maharal, the pool of Amor Shibatorah is totally in the hargosha that a person has in the shaychus of Torah to the bracha. So in the mele, you learn something, not just rechashim, rechashim, but Torah. Torah that emanates. Torah that's your Torah, that you're actually learning. It's nice to say Varecha, there are numerous reasons given in the poskim. But it's actually the Torah that you're learning, so it's connected, your Birch Torah is connected to your Torah. Then you have a Karsa Torah for your Torah. Umeirimim divrei Rambam, ki ani sayim ba Karsa Torah, mahave chelek shel amaymer anivchor, shel matan Torah, ki bavu nosos eschem ba'alukim. That's matan Torah. The sort of matan Torah is to see if we're going to be machzik Torah. That's the Yisod of our Chana for Torah. So as always, Futner has two dinim here in Akar Satov. There's Akar Satov as a general midah, and there's Akar Satov in the world of Torah. It's the Yisod of Torah. The whole Nisayan of Torah, the whole Kabbalah's Torah, the whole Apayim Shnos Torah, is all to see if we're going to be Makir Tov. And if we're not Makir Tov, the light will return us to the good. So big avodah to be Makir Tov for our Torah. Shalom Yizochim, it's Hashem. Lil modu lelame lishmer velasus. Well, the kaim is called Divrei Salmo Tarosu V'Ahavo. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.